statement in a non-traditional environment. Virtually every woman expects to get hit on in a nightclub. In fact, many would be highly offended if they didn't. Think about it from her point of view. Imagine you spent hours getting ready, planning every detail from the combination of the colors in your outfit to how you're going to wear your hair, what accessories and jewelry to put with the dress, and then how best to do your makeup and hair to fit in with the plan. Then, after all that effort, not one guy finds you attractive enough to try and pick you up. Us guys don't really have a mental concept of this because it's generally a lot different for us. Perhaps a shower, shave, nice shirt, and our favorite trousers is the most effort many will ever get to. We are more likely to feel this type of rejection when we are already in a relationship. I remember a few years ago, my girlfriend at the time had arranged for us to visit an art gallery with her work colleagues. I knew the dress code was only smart casual, but I decided I wanted to impress her. I visited the hairdresser, had a professional shave at a local Turkish barber. I picked out my favorite suit, pressed it, and matched it up with a stylish pair of Italian leather shoes. I finished the look off with my most elegant Breitling watch, and I inspected myself in the mirror. I will hold my hand up and say that when I am in a relationship, I can lean toward a fairly constant jeans and tee look. So I was feeling pretty proud of the way I dressed up for my girl, and my expectations of a great reaction from her was high. So, when I knocked on her front door and stood back to take in the flood of praise and admiration, I have to admit to being a little more than crushed when she didn't even notice. She glanced at me and said, "Oh good, you're here. Let's get going so we can find a parking space." This is the sort of rejection that women open themselves up to every day. We will deal with approaching women when they're in a social mindset in a different book. Right here and now, we are concentrating on approaching girls when they are perhaps not expecting it or consciously prepared for approaches. In my personal opinion, this puts you in a much stronger position than when you are competing with all the other guys in a nightclub, for instance, and when her defenses are raised. What I am saying is that the woman waiting to be served at a bar in a club expects to get hit on. The girl picking out pasta sauce in the supermarket doesn't. And it is this status quo that we use to our advantage. To approach in daylight, non-social environments, there are 7 important elements to consider. 1. Preparation. 2. Timing. 3. Observation. 4. Delivery. 5. Detachment. 6. Closing. 7. Repetition. I'm going to go into each step in detail, but the first thing to be aware of is that each point is important, and if you want to be successful, you can't afford to be weak in any area. Preparation. There is no doubt about it. Approaching a hot woman is the most difficult aspect of the whole process, but the approach on its own is not going to get you her number. If you walk up to a woman and just stare at her, the chances are she will be reaching for her cell phone for an entirely different purpose. You need to be prepared to have a conversation with her. What I do not mean is that you have a rehearsed pickup line ready to go. Sure, it's handy to have a few openers that you can fall back on, but for the most part, an observation or question is more likely to portray you as a genuine guy rather than the stereotypical cheesy lounge lizard who uses pickup routines. We will talk about this in more detail when we get to point 3, but I will state it here as well because it is so important. Your observation should never be a physical or sexual one. Do not ever tell the girl with amazing long legs that she has amazing long legs. It is blindingly predictable, paints you in a very bad light, and automatically raises her shields to DEFCON 5. Notice something unique about her or what she is doing. When I advise women on how to talk to hot guys, I give an example of a practically bulletproof environment where any woman can approach a guy and get away with it. Guys in clothes shops always appreciate the advice of girls. I tell ladies to notice what the guy is looking at and genuinely tell him how he would look in that particular item of clothing. I suggest they can say things like, "You should definitely buy that.